Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am totally fabulous. I've done 3 events over the last 3 days. It's been amazing connecting with all other people to do spiritual work. Like, many of our callers are involved in spiritual work, so they're going to understand how good that feels. So I'm pretty happy. And today, although it wasn't warm, we had sunshine all day. How about you?
Oh, lovely. Oh, we're living in paradise here. You know, it's Florida in the winter, you know.
I know how that goes. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's just that hurricane season that, like, keeps me away, honey.
Wintertime is beautiful. That's all. Here. It's a beautiful, lovely day today.
Excellent. Well, there's not a lot of major things going on in the heavens tonight, but the moon right now is in triple square here with solar Capricorn planets and stuff, so I think a lot of people are trying to re-strategize how to move forward. And it's interesting because during the month of March, there's no planet retrograde. Nice. I like that.
Always a good sign. Always.
Mm-hmm. Do the research now and launch beyond the 7th is all I have to say. The 7th of March is going to be a unique day because Venus and Mars are going to go into Aquarius within 3 minutes of each other. Now, I look back 1,000 years. That has never happened, by the way. Really? 3 minutes? Really. So I think feeling with all the Capricorn energy, we've been feeling somewhat inhibited, and we don't want to lose security for our desire to be more creative and inventive, but that's all going to shift in March, I think. They're there for 6 or 7 weeks, but to me, it's a tipping point. And I am going to utilize it to the best of my ability.
I agree. Okay. You know, right now in the heavens, what we have with those Capricorn planets, not only are they squaring this Libra moon, which it'll go away here soon, but it also, those Mars and Venus connection that we have is in sextile to Neptune, okay? And I always love sextiles because they're sweet. They're potentials. They're hope. They're optimism, okay? And here again, I really like that connection, especially since they're in the later degrees of Capricorn. It just really makes it to where, yeah, we can have faith. We can trust that things are going to shift and change. And before you know it, like you said, March is coming. Prepare. Things are going to start to move and shake here coming up. So it is that people are coming up. With that Mars-Venus connection in Aquarius, it's really going to bring people more out into the world. It's going to move and motivate people to move forward with their hopes, desires, and dreams. So even though we're at the tail end of that, and it gives it a sweet sextile at the tail end of it, it is right now about really having that hope and optimism and looking at what foundational shifts you really want in your life and what's most important in your life and really seeing the direction to make it happen.
Absolutely. I'm going to say it a little differently, but I so agree with you, Jacqueline. Carve your dreams out of stone right now. And because once you manifest it in your mind, in your heart, you can create it in the world. And that's true. Now, I have several things that have showed up in my business, my calling, and out of nowhere, I walked in, I saw the possibilities, I had the faith, I met amazing spiritual people. And out of that, I just feel, not only do I have one tribe right now, I've got three. And it happened just because inside I knew it, even though it had not yet manifested, you see. So I encourage everyone that's listening tonight, listen to that still, small voice. Answer the door when it knocks. You can always close it if necessary, but maybe there's something there waiting for you and to examine and create your dream.
That was said very well. I like that. It is.
Yeah.
It's such a great time for this, you know, again, well said.
Yep. And, you know, everybody has been, like, feeling so, you know, limited because of the pandemic and what's going on with the economy. There's a lot of things going on. There's all these bells and whistles. But if you dream the dream and you believe the dream and you take the necessary steps, it is going to be amazing. I mean, things are shifting and changing big in March. And I'm so happy to see that, Jacqueline. I could just go crazy.
Well, you know, a lot of people, they've been waiting a while for this. So, enter with caution, too. Don't just go bulldozing things down. But, you know, here again, it is that freeing time. It's been so restrictive for a while that has just been, you know, here again, to see this, that we're finally having that opening or that freedom, it's a great thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So we have a few callers on hold. Maybe we should see what we can do for them tonight.
How about we do that?
All right. Echo 904,
hello.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Stacy.
Oh, didn't recognize your voice with the hi. How are you, Stacy?
I'm good, thank you. Oh, Lord. I'm good,
Stacy, are you? What's your birthday?
12/16/72.
And where do you live now? I know you were born in Jamaica.
West Palm.
Alrighty then. Thank you. So what's your question for us tonight?
Okay. I'm just back at a crossroads. I just want to know, what do you see coming up for me? What's in the charts? Because I just feel so overwhelmed. I don't know why.
Take a look and see what's going on here. All right. Oh, okay. Well, I think the reason you're feeling a little overwhelmed is Uranus is very much close to your moon right now, and your moon's in Taurus. In West Palm Beach, it's in your 10th house of that which you're responsible for and that what you're trying to bring to the public. Okay? And it is probably giving you, I want to say, a charge to move forward. And some of the Capricorn planets are still kind of slowing things down for you. So this can manifest in a certain level of anxiety for you. But I don't really think anything terrible is going to happen. What is it you're working on that you are frustrated with?
Well, I just had a client, and the client died, so I was not even in probably less than a week. But, and the same thing happened in December, and I'm like, what is this? You know, and I just want to get to a career where I'm settled, guaranteed, you know, the whole nine yards. I don't have to worry about, okay, well, how long is this going to last? You know? So I just want to get a job in the field that I graduated in and just call it a day. But I keep getting these calls, and I think trying to help everybody, but it's not helping me in the long run. I don't know.
What's your degree in?
Supervision and management in healthcare. But I've done, like, the private duty nursing for years, and so, you know, I still get these calls. But in the meantime, you know, until I get to where I want to go, I take them, but I'm like, I don't know.
You know, and I'll tell you this. You have a Mars and Venus in Scorpio. I will still call them in conjunction because it's Mars and Venus, but it's a white orb. And you know, when you are a take charge kind of girl. You're an independent kind of girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're a sensitive girl. I'll give you that. That Taurus moon makes you very sensitive. Most sad as you are is what I'm trying to say. But you go down this path and you work on it and you work on it and you work on it. Okay. And it seems like it's never going to get there with that Venus-Mars conjunction. But what I'm going to tell you is the Venus sits there and says, yes, you are. But it doesn't give it to you as quickly as what you'd like. And right now the South Node is sitting over them. And so it is about old issues from the past. It is about really knowing your power and who you are. I have no doubt that you're going to get in some kind of business administration here to where you're going to be a leadership in, or teaching and training or doing something else outside of taking care of the patient itself. It's a matter of when, not if, okay? So what I say to you is don't get tired. Just do your work. Look at what's coming to you in the day and keep your eye on the ball of that administrative work that you're going to do. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I keep telling myself that. I'm like, hey, you know.
Both Mars and Venus are transiting through your sixth house, and they're going to be there for a little bit longer. And here again, things can happen during that period of time. And it's a matter of keeping your eyes open and being aware of what's going on. So this is the time I'm telling you to look for that job. Okay?
Okay. Mhm.
Well, I'm looking at your relocation chart, not your natal. And this chart, your Venus-Mars conjunction is in the fourth house of home and security. Okay? Now, Neptune's in Pisces right now. Okay? And it's forming trines and blessing lines to this conjunction. And because that's going on here, it is about faith. And it is about that even though you're called upon, when people are making their ascension, you do a great spiritual work, my dear. Okay? Know that. Okay? And I agree with Jacqueline. You definitely have administrative skills, and we have planets that are in Capricorn right now in your relocation chart, moving to your sixth house of work and service. See, Jacqueline and I look at things a different way, but our bottom line is similar and almost the same, mostly. And so it has to do with you've established yourself as that caregiver. You're tenured. You have the experience. It's time to become the administrator and the teacher and help to pass the baton to those that are just starting with this work. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of job you want to get into, because then it's going to be consistent. And you're going to give people not only the benefit of your education that you've already received, but your experience, which is absolutely priceless. Okay? Are you still there?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I heard someone moving around.
You have major things going on in your 10th house of career in this chart. Uranus has been moving through your 10th house of your career. So it's going to be an epiphany of a sort. Okay? The opportunity can come in out of the blue, but it's important for you to be looking for it too. All right, so you do your daily work, you do what you need to do, all that's fine and well, but keep your eyes open for the opportunity to move in an organization where you can become more the administrator, okay?
Okay.
And don't put yourself under a lot of unnecessary pressure. Don't get yourself into an anxiety state about this. Know it's going to come to you when that opportunity opens. Because you don't want to knock on doors and become disappointed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're a Sag, and you've got, like, your Neptune in Sag, your Mercury in Sag. You can deal with anybody, anytime, any place, and make a connection. And also share the philosophy about how you approach your work. Because as a teacher, you're just not going to teach the bones of this. You're going to teach many things to people because of the experiences you've been through. In the Torah, they call this the Hierophant. It's a person who has studied, has experience, and now passes their learning and their experience onto those that will pick up, you know, pick up the bag and run with it, that are new. Know that's going to happen. Keep your eyes open for it. Do the due diligence to look at opportunity. You're not stuck. I think the world is just not ready for you to do that just yet, but I think it's coming soon. I think Jacqueline agrees with me.
I do. And here again, you're not stuck. That Mars in Scorpio gets tired and feels like it's trapped and restricted. Look at your options because there's another way. And I agree with Aphrodite. This could be just all of a sudden out of the blue that it shows up.
Yep.
Okay.
You keep us posted, okay, sweetheart?
I will. Thank you, ladies.
God bless you. Okay.
Right, you bye. As well. Bye.
What a sweetheart. What a great chart. Very powerful woman. Goodness.
Oh, yeah. Very powerful.
Yeah. She raised the next one?
Okay.
Erica 347, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. Hi, you guys. This is Tanika. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello, hey, Tanika. Great to hear from you again.
Thank you. So if you know my birthday, I'll ask my question. If not, I'll tell you all my info.
Let me double check to make sure. I think I do, though. How are you doing today?
I'm not so great.
Okay. Now, are you December 1, 75?
September 3rd, 78.
Yep.
Ooh. I gotcha. And where do you live now?
I live in Long Island, New York.
Say again?
Long Island, New York.
Okay. Do you like it there?
No.
What brought you there, girlfriend? My goodness.
Oh, my family, my mom, when we were younger, we moved here from Brooklyn, where we originally lived when we came to this country. I grew up in Brooklyn and moved here in, like, 1994, I guess, for a better life, but don't like
it. All right. So what question did you have for us tonight, honey?
This Wednesday, I have a phone hearing for the first time ever in my life. I'm going through something like that. So it's a phone hearing between my former employer and the New York State Department of Labor. And I just found a representative to represent me on Friday. I don't know how it's going to go. I have so many emotions about it because I did not have an easy time or was treated fairly at this job, but I don't think I'm going to get to talk about any of that. It's just a hearing as to whether or not I'm entitled for benefits that they don't feel they should give me after they laid me off in September. So it was all, I feel, underhandedly done by them so they could get rid of me because they treated me like I was a problem. They even told me I was a problem while I was there. So basically, I just wanted to know how you see this trial going on Wednesday.
I hope you have a very good attorney because you have so many trines and blessing lines, it's going to be very difficult for them to prove you wrong. Okay? Now, we know the system's corrupt and there's been a lot of delays because of COVID. Okay? But you've got a lot of trines and blessing lines right now, the Capricorn forces going to your Virgo. But you also have squares going to your planets in Libra, which rules litigation. It's a pretty much a mixed bag right now. Do I think this hearing is going to be the end game? No, I don't. But I think it's going to be very important. Okay? I don't think this is going to be the end of the story, but I think it's going to be part of the book. Okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree. I think for some reason, it looks like a discovery thing. It's not that they're going to make a determination or the judge is going to come down immediately with something, okay? But here again, I agree. There are some frustration points with this, but the end result looks like it will change to your benefit. I think they're going to go for, and I agree that this is more just fact-finding or fact-based. So they're not looking for, all the other stuff. They're just looking for A, B, C, D, E, F, G, okay? So direct and to the point is the best way of working with us at this time. And, again, here, unfortunately, you don't get a lot of say in that, and you don't get a lot. I'm not telling you to tell a whole story. I'm telling you to answer direct and to the point. It works better for you is what I'm trying to say. Because they don't want to hear the torture that was there. They don't care about that. They don't want to know. So get direct and to the point. You can. You have the ability to. So be direct and to the point, and don't go into all the other antics that they did there. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yes. Makes sense.
And I have a feeling that you're going to benefit in the long game. Okay? Know this. In the end, you're going to win. Be forbearing. Know that you will be justified. Sometimes when things take a little longer, the benefit is much greater. So, I think this is more of a process than an event, but I agree with Jacqueline. If you keep the point, state your case, because I really think that, and I want to say this, you don't have to say this when the hearing is going on, this has seriously affected your health, and I can see it, okay? And, and that's important. But at the same time, it's important for them to do the right thing. So for this hearing on Wednesday, I would focus on them doing the right thing. And then in the next chapter, you'll have the opportunity to be more clear on what has transpired for you as the individual. Right now, it seems like it's more corporate than individual, but I think you'll have your day on that. When everything will change, okay?
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you guys, because this is just torture for me. This is like one of my worst nightmare situations of having to do, among other situations in my life I never want to have to deal with. And right now it's like I'm so angry. Like I'm walking around ready to just like rip anyone, like any loved one's head off because of childhood things that I feel have brought me to this point, how I feel like I wasn't fully supported. It's just bad, like the mood that I've been in, especially for the fact that I have to go through this. And also, I'm just fed up with living here. I tried something called astrocartography online to see where it might be best for me to move to or live. That would be best for the planets in my chart, but it's kind of hard for me to interpret and read. And I know a long time ago you guys had told me something about
that. Both Jack and I do astrocartography. We're happy to help you with that. And sometimes the geographical cure does work. But you want to resolve what's happening now before you can move into the future, okay? And I am going to encourage you, because the Capricorn planets we still have are supporting your Virgo energies. So you want to be able to really put this behind you before you do your next move, okay? And we can, either one of us can help you with that. We have it on our computer. We have the same software. But all I'm going to tell you is this, is that you want to make a stand because you're looking for them to make it right. It's important for you not to feel like you're the victim here. I don't want you to feel like you're the victim here. So I think you should see it through, and then we can make the change. Now, when I do my astrocartography, I do it with your progress chart in real time. So if it takes you a few months to go through this process that you're going through now legally, I would like to look at the astrocartography when the final analysis is made, because it makes a difference when you use the progress chart in astrocartography. Because every experience we go through, we evolve. And what the progress chart does, it shows us our evolution statement in a moment we make a major change. So I'd rather do it right for you than just tell you of all the possibilities, because the last thing you need right now is something more to process. Okay? But Jack, I can both do this for you. Get through this. Keep in touch with us. We will help you. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. All I want to do is run and to be safe someplace and be away from all this and be happy and at peace and be liked once and for all. But I understand what you think. So I guess I'll just stay in it.
Be in it to win it, see it through, and then set your sights to move on. But I wouldn't quit right now at all. I would not quit at all right now.
It feels like my loved ones don't even know what to do with me. They don't know how to help me, to what to say to me. They don't know how to help me. Like, they, no one knows what to say to me.
Because outside of their hands, the ultimate thing is going to come from what you're telling me through the courts. And you know how things have slowed down through the pandemic, all that stuff. Things take a little more time than we like. But as far as dealing with your anxiety, I would encourage you not to let it consume you, because you're allowing that to happen. I want you to do affirmations, chanting, meditation, whatever. And every day look for a little blessing just to get through for right now is what I'm going to advise you to do. What do you think, Jacqueline?
And it is. It's about knowing that this too shall pass. The intensity that's upon you right now shall diminish. And it is about one day at a time, staying present in the now, and knowing that you will be able to get out of this. It's just a matter of when, not if.
Yeah, it's like the place that got to put me through all this humiliation, I'm going to go through it again with them. That's what sucks. But I understand what you're saying, like, and I'm going to look forward to the when. Hopefully, I just want to see the bright side so I can start to behave more hopefully, you know. Because no, I see that no one can give me that hope that I'm looking for. I try to go to my family. They don't know how to make this anger in me subside. They don't know how to answer things that I told them I went through when I was younger that they handled me wrong about. They just don't get what they did. And I don't even know if it's the right thing to say to them, to say it to them now. You know, it might just ruin relationships more.
You're looking for, in your relationships, you're looking for redemption from it or vindication from the situation. And it's about forgiveness and letting go. People don't always know or aren't aware at the time of when they're offending somebody. And here again, or when they're harming somebody. And in the circumstances, it is about learning and growing from it and forgiving the individual for what they did and moving on. Having anger for it doesn't do anything. It's from the past. You can't change the past. What you can do is let it go and move into your future. And the only way you're going to do that is by forgiving them. It doesn't mean that you're going to have a close relationship with them. They have to deal with what they did and the reality of the circumstances, and they have their own issues around it. but it is good that you brought it out to them. Now it's your turn to forgive them and let it go. Really.
Know that justice will be served. Justice will be served. Okay.
I hope so. This is like a big, you know, like a big company, like one of the most well-known companies in New York in the medical field that I'm having to go up against. You know they have the best lawyer, and it's like a big company. So can you imagine how I feel?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And I don't really think what you're experiencing is anger. I think you're feeling a deeper form of what we call rage.
Yes.
I get that.
Very much so.
I get that. I get
very
that.
Very much so.
But be the victor, not the victim. Wait it out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because they need to be held accountable, okay? And so don't give up, you know, don't fold up, don't do that. Show up, because I want to tell you right now. And let them know that you have been a victim in the situation, and you want them to make it right, okay? I don't know what kind of an attorney you have or anything like that, but I have to tell you, you're not a quitter, and you're very detail-oriented, and you have enough information about this with all your Virgo, okay? So whatever attorney you're working with, you're probably giving him the right tools to make this happen. So let it unfold. Don't put the rage onto the people that you love. Don't be angry if they can't understand what you're going through, because they are not you. That doesn't mean they don't love you. It's something they can't change. And because you're so caught up in your rage, you can't even be yourself with them right now, and I understand that. Take a couple steps back. Wait. See it through. Give the details. Give the documentation. Don't quit. Not right now, okay?
Okay.
And keep us posted. I got to go to the next caller, honey, but we love you and we're behind you, okay?
I love you. I love you guys, too. I really appreciate you guys. You have no idea. Thank you so much. I'll keep
God
listening.
Bless you,
I will
sweetheart.
Keep you posted. Thank
okay.
you both.
All right. Every time I'm seeing that chart, this is a bona fide case, man. This is like not, you know, make-believe at all. This is real, very real. So, anyway, this is how I see it.
She's
so
being called to
next?
Speak for the truth, that's for sure.
Say again?
She's being called to stand for the truth.
Yes,
and she's
yes.
got to express, you know, she's got to find that courage to express the real truth and the facts. That's what it's all about for her.
Absolutely. With all that Virgo, I'm sure she's got the documentation. I'm sure it's going to work out better than she thinks, even if it takes a little more time. And then when she's ready to make that move, we can help her with that, Jacqueline. We're good, you know? So,
yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. See you, Ray, for the next one?
Okay.
This is somebody we both know and love. Ready? Deanna.
Hi.
How you doing,
Hi,
sweetheart?
How are you? I'm going to try to
Great.
Put you and then listen to you because otherwise I can't hear or you can't hear me. Time to change my phone device. So I so understand what your caller is going through. So understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hard to stay firm and stand your ground, but it's the only way, because otherwise you'll end up disliking yourself if you don't.
Yes. Indeed.
So
what can
yes.
we do for you tonight, my dear?
Well, how do I feel? I'm calling to see what you see in the stars. And I know things are going to be changing soon. I'm hoping to find an attorney this week. Spoke to a couple people at my job, they referred me to one who doesn't do this, but he referred me to another. And these are good people, nice people that, we, you know, recognize me. So
mm-hmm.
I'll try to do that on Tuesday. And then on Tuesday I have work also for the entire day.
Good. I mean, this
so
week, this week is, it's going to be busy for you. But I think you're going to make a lot of progress this week. Okay? Because you're a part of Fortune and Jupiter, both in Capricorn. And Venus or Mars are on there, we're in there. Pluto, planet of empowerment, is sitting on your Jupiter still. This is going to be a good week. You're going to get a lot of answers to your questions. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I agree. Things are, they may be moving slow, but they're moving in your favor. And this is what you're looking at. Again, you have, like she was talking about, the Arabic card of fortune is like a double guardian angel. So you do have more support than what you think about this. It is, again, I'm going to say, it is about faith, because Neptune is conjunct your Arabic card of fortune in your natal chart. So it goes back to that faith and that trust. I was talking about the sextiles between the Pisces and Capricorn energy. And here again, it shows up very dominantly in your chart that it is. It's a matter of due process. Live in the day, take the moment for the moment, and keep moving forward is what I'm going to say. Trust it's going to happen.
One last thing. What about...
You got this, girl. You got this. Just take your time.
What about the man I've mentioned before?
You know what I'm going to say about that is that it's really, it's not necessarily the time. You have other things to clean up at this point in time. When Mars and Venus start to get into and closer to, which is a couple months from now, okay, into your seventh house, then we'll start to talk about the relationship. But until then, it's really about your personal journey. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree.
Thank you.
You can't fight a battle on your front right now.
I don't think I can take it that long. It's too much, you know, coming and going.
Right now, it's important to you to take care of Diana. Okay.
I know. I know, but
you can play with him if you like, but I wouldn't give him a priority right now, my dear. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. And
all right, girlfriend.
Go
best. Okay. Keep us posted,
arriving.
Okay?
Thank you both. Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye. She's a trip, man. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Eric, 856, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you guys? It's yours, Maria.
Hey, Maria, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I'm doing wonderful. Which Maria are you?
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
I have 22 Marias on my system.
Oh, Rose Maria. It's 12/31/74.
Okay, got it. Oh, my goodness. Rose Maria. It's such a pretty name.
Wow, you have some interesting stuff going on. What would you like to know?
Do you still live in New Jersey, Rose Maria?
Yeah, I still live in New Jersey. They didn't bring me home yet. So.
All righty then. I just wanted to double check, babe. Wow.
So what would you like to know from us tonight?
Well, I'm doing a lot of things that's moving forward, doing some research and advice from legal action and stuff, if I should go or not to do it, and if they're going to fix it, or for some reason I'm thinking I'm going back next month, but I'm not sure. I didn't make any plans, so I'm not sure if they're bringing me back home to sign papers or not. So try calling to see what point we're at. So no communication, and they won't talk yet, if that makes sense. So whatever you see for work or relationship, or if that's going forward, or I'm fixing all the problems, and that's going straight forward for me right now. That's getting fixed. I'm in the clear, I think. So far, so good. I shouldn't jinx it.
Well, and don't be so pessimistic, my little Capricorn baby. Okay.
I love it. I love it.
You're coming up to your Jupiter return. This only happens once every 12 years.
Yes.
And that is a beautiful thing. Things are going to start to manifest for you. I promise you. And it's for your betterment, okay? You just had Venus and Mars pass over your Mercury, and they're heading towards your own natal Venus, and you will soon have your Venus return, okay? So here again, we have the day-to-day benefactor who's going to bless you as well. So that's the reason why I say, hey, keep the faith, keep going in this direction, do it, and it will pay off. I promise you that. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree, and one of her lessons is to practice patience. I'm saying this to a woman that has her Mars in Sag and her Moon in Leo. I hear you. But no, when you wait for it, sometimes it's that pregnant pause that wins the game, okay? You're in a situation right now where you are sustained, and if you can dream it, you can create it, my friend, okay? And
okay.
Don't abandon what you've already dedicated yourself to, okay? See, your ruler is Saturn. Saturn has a 29 to 30 degree cycle, okay? And right now Saturn's in Aquarius. So just be the individual that you are, okay? Stand on your truth that is spiritual and not actual, okay? What you really believe is your inner sword of truth should be your favorite implement to move forward, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a little trick, and it's just for right now, just for the month of February, and you can use it in March too, because there's not a lot of fire around. You know, all my babies that have some kind of major fire in their chart are having issues right now because there's no fire in the sky. So I found that having a fire, whether it's a campfire, whether it's a fire in the fireplace, or even lighting a candle and being around that fire of the candle, calms that tension down for you right now. Because there's no fire, you're... Just, yeah, like something like that, and being around some kind of fire just to make you feel better.
Got it. Cool.
And keep us posted, girlfriend, okay?
I will. So that means I'm
God
definitely
bless you.
Going the right direction for moving, I guess, to that other country, I guess.
Yep.
Let him get a hold of me. Transfer. Got you. Appreciate it.
You'll be more ready when the time comes than you are right now. Okay.
All right, cool. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
God bless. Sweet night. All right, bye. I've never even thought about moving to another country, but many people have. I mean, I relocated a lot of people since the pandemic started. Because it has been difficult. People say, well, I don't want to play the game anymore. But it's everywhere now. It's worldwide. You can't really avoid it. So it is what it is. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Echo 201, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Hello, this is Jackie.
I thought it was you.
Did you?
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing. I have a couple of days to try to, like, sort through and purge some things, but I definitely could relate to the young lady in Long Island. It seems to be a recurring thing. And I want to speak my truth. I so want to speak my truth, but I know timing is everything.
Well, both of you are Capricorn suns with Mercury in Sagittarius, so I'm sure you feel her pain.
Yes. And even with her family not understanding why, because everyone's like, oh, but they're good jobs and benefits, but they don't understand the torment.
I can all of that. So what would you like to know tonight?
I know this too shall pass, but when? Give me a date or a time frame.
Where do you live now, Jackie?
I'm in New Jersey.
Patterson, P-A-T-E-R.
Yeah.
I got it. Oh, my goodness. Wow. You should be going to a power cycle right now.
And power cycle means what?
What do you do for work?
I'm a school teacher.
Yes. The sun just entered Pisces. It's sitting dead on your Saturn, the great teacher of the zodiac. Okay?
Okay.
The sun's only going to sit there for a couple of days, but it's illuminating your ability to educate others, but perhaps in a different way. Okay? Jupiter's sitting on your part of fortune in New Jersey, in Pisces. Did you teach something very creative?
Well, that's what I'm preparing right now. I'm actually teaching geometry and chemistry. I wasn't a chemistry teacher, but it was placed in my lab, and I'm learning it as I go. But I'm looking at it from the standpoint of art and creativity, yeah.
Because you have the ability to do both, you know. All your Virgo plants give you the ability to work with numbers and science and all that kind of stuff, too. But the Pisces energy wants to be more creative. And that is probably the part of you that you feel right now is being not as expressed as you would like, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now, I want to tell you a couple things. Only because I just want to put it out there to you. I don't know if it's your solution, but I want you to think about this. Many children that are not like normal children, art is their greatest teacher. Sometimes they don't work as well in the scientific and mathematical arenas. They're more creative than that. They're outside of the box children, okay? You would have the ability to probably help them to develop their creativity more than where you are right now is what I'm seeing. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I really feel they're telling me to tell you this tonight. You have enough tenure, you have enough credentials and all that stuff, but some children just are not the ones that are going to pass the test. They can create a work of art. They can take Legos and create a civilization. Not all children are born equal. They all have their individual gifts. So I just want to throw that out to you tonight. Okay?
I received that because I really do. What you're saying is what I want to do because I know that there's a new opportunity and I know that a lot of people are going to be scrambling to this opportunity, and it does involve STEAM, which includes art, science, technology,
yes.
engineering,
yes.
art, and math, and that's what I want to do. And I have a meeting coming up on the 28th, and I want to be able to freely tell them that's what I want to do. And I think I've taken
and you know what?
To do it.
Jupiter mm-hmm. is sitting on your part of fortune and your Chiron right now. Go for it, girl. I think this is the perfect time to address this. This is great. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And you have quite a few things going on right now. And I want to talk about your moon because that's the emotional pressure that's on this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Saturn's been on your moon for a little while. So it's a little depressing, a little heavy. Okay. But it's making you look at yourself of, no, I have the power and the capability of doing this because Mercury is getting ready to, this week, within 8 days, pass over that moon, and you really get to express it more, and you finally find a little bit more freedom with that, okay? And I really have to say, you've got, I can't even count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, I can't, somewhere around 10 trines and just in a grand trine in itself. I bet you there's a dozen trines in these transits with you, which means that it's an easy flow of energy for you. It is about putting yourself out there as far as knowing your truth and knowing the capability of what you're capable of doing. It is about pursuing that dream and having that wonderful teaching experience because you can do this and it's the right thing for you. I agree with Aphrodite. You have to mix the science and the technical stuff with the creative stuff, and that's where you're going to find your greatest satisfaction. So I think you're headed towards that, and I think you should stand up and speak out for it, and I think you'll get it.
Me too.
Yes, I'm hoping that I do, because where I'm at right now, I really don't want to remain there. I stick out like a sore thumb, and I have been teaching people, and I've been teaching people who are more credentialed than myself, and sometimes it makes me, it's not really comfortable for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Well, I want to know that one of the young gentlemen in my family, it was very mm-hmm. hard for him to even get his driving license, okay? This gentleman mm-hmm. could sketch something that you only imagine, and he would sketch it the way you imagined it, plays the guitar, can do all kinds of creative things on the internet, even create things mm-hmm. on the internet. But the digital school system did not support many of his gifts because of the way it's set up. And it was hard, but he found
yeah,
his way.
Yeah, that's the same thing with my son. It was very difficult.
Yep.
And I understand what you're saying about him.
And these children are gifted, and their gifts to me to be as acknowledged as academia. I'm sorry, but that's what I think. I know it's not a very grounded thing, but I was born with no earth in my chart. So I would rather do something spiritual that bears fruit
mm-hmm.
than something practical that can never manifest without the right spiritual truth. They have to work together. And if children know that what they can do is something that will give them security, that will be appreciated, what mm-hmm. a blessing is that you will give to these children, honey? Really. Think about that. It's powerful.
Now, I want to do it so bad, but I've dealt with a lot of blackballing. I've dealt with a lot of things because of me standing on my truth in the past. And I had to pretty much go within. And I'm just hoping that at this given point, I don't have a problem with telling them the truth. Look, enough is enough.
Well, you
know
what? I would say walk in softly, but carry a big stick, mm-hmm. okay?
Okay. All right. Walk in softly, and carry
Roosevelt,
a big stick.
Okay. But
okay.
Keep in touch with us. Let us know how you're doing, honey, okay?
I will. I will. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate you. I really do.
Many blessings to you, dear heart. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. What a gift she has. Oh, my goodness. I would love to have her, somebody like that, share the gift with my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and those that are yet to come. I mean, it's so amazing. Well, we're about 4 minutes to the hour, and we have one person that's been on hold now for 54 minutes. I think we should snag this person.
Okay.
Erica 229, you're on the air.
Thank you very much for taking my call. My name is Melvin. My birthday is September 10th.
Melvin! Oh, my goodness. We haven't heard from you in a while. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Thank you for holding on, Melvin.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all for taking my call.
Are you still in Thomasville?
Yes, ma'am. Still here.
Okay.
Ready to move.
And where are you going to?
I'm trying to find another place. I'm having some issues with my landlord. Just last week, I went to the doctor, and the doctor told me the test results came back for my skin and my CAT scan that I'm allergic to mold. And I told my landlord last week. Yeah, I told my landlord, excuse me, my voice hoarse because I have congestion. That's what mold causes. And my landlord don't want to fix the problem. And then she, all of a sudden, talking about that she's not going to renew my lease, a lease that I did not sign, because these apartments, there's been four owners that have been here 7 years. There have been four different owners. And I have not signed a lease agreement with this particular owner in the last 4 years. And so she sent me an eviction letter saying that she's terminating my lease agreement, which I don't have a lease agreement with this particular owner. And she's giving me 60 days to move out of this apartment. So she won't fix the issue as far as getting the test done on this apartment for mold. Because my next door neighbor, they moved out. Their kidneys went out on this lady, and she moved out. And I looked it up, and you do have kidney failure from mold infection, detox, toxin. So I have kidney failure. I go to dialysis 3 times a week now. I like to die last year this time. And she don't want to hear it. And then she telling me I have to pay my own rent after, you know, while I'm staying here. So I'm trying to get out of this place. And I got a lady from my caregiver, the Marine Corps, my social worker. She's out sick with COVID, but she's going to contact me one day next week and find me a place to stay and try to move forward to get me an attorney and also get me someone over here to this apartment to test for mold. I called the fire department and because I smell something like gas, but I don't have a gas hookup. So the gas, one of the fire chief said that you tell your landlords you need to clean these top vents out because it was black around the vent, and that's mold. And I just want to know, do you all see me getting an attorney? And I got until April the 18th to get out. And do you all see me getting an attorney and getting someone over here to test for mold? And they found in mold.
And I moved forward. There's more than one thing you can do. There's more than one thing you can do. Okay. And the trines and blessing lines in your chart, you're going to make this through this, and it's going to be better. But you probably won't stay there because of their attitude. However, you have to prove the mold is there, okay? And
right. They're
house inspectors for renters, usually in your county or your city. Tell them that there's a mold issue. You need to have an inspector come in. These slumlords will do nothing, okay? Now, where I live in Virginia, we have the same thing going on. I need a house inspector because my living environment is not safe, and they will not hear me. And the house inspectors will come, by the way. Then you have documentation, my friend, okay?
Right.
Now,
yes.
That being said, I don't see you staying there, but I think the person's going to try and find you a place. I think that girl is also going to work out for you. But make sure, because if you just move out of there and that mold is still there, the next person that goes in there is going to be poisoned too. You don't want that to happen, okay?
Right.
Get the inspector in there and have them do the due diligence. They have stuff to check for mold. All the stuff that you're saying that's hurting you, and they will find it. And now your landlord is liable. They cannot evict you. If you have a legitimate complaint, they have to fix it. Even if you leave there, they will have to fix it. So you have to live with it every day. Okay?
Right.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, because the lady next door, she's a younger lady, about 26, 27, and her kidneys went out on her. And she was working every day, and her kidneys just all of a sudden went out on her, and they moved out.
Yep.
And somebody else just
but
moved into the apartment.
Mold is something very easy to detect from the inspector. And they'll check not just your apartment, they will check the ducts, okay? Because
right now it's hot and cold,
it's winter, right? So when it's warm and dark, that's when mold grows, okay? So you need to get somebody in there to inspect the place and say, you know, I have an issue with my landlord right now. I need a home inspector here now to check for this because I can't breathe.
Will I get that through the city of Thomasville?
The city or the county. It's either one or the other. Are you in a city or county?
I'm in the city part.
All right. So you call the city. You tell them there's an issue with your landlord. There's mold in your place. And they will not listen to you. They're trying to evict you. But there's mold in your place. And it's hurting you physically. They will come. And they will do it. Okay?
Right. Well, see,
you have
I have
so many clients
a, I,
and blessing
so
lines
I,
in your
I,
chart. You have so many trines and blessing lines in your chart right now, Melvin. This is going to work out to your favor. But do make that place safe before you leave there for the next person. Because otherwise, they'll poison someone else. And I think this person's going to try and find you a place. I think she's going to find you a place. You've got a double grand trine all over your chart tonight. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Hang in there, Melvin. You're headed in the right direction.
Ma'am.
And it is going to turn in your benefit. Aphrodite was talking about how many trines and blessing lines you have in your chart right now. This is the time that you have the power, and this is the right time to speak out about this. It really is.
Yes, ma'am, because I was thinking about going to the news and having them come out and show them, because I have about 28 pictures of mold in this apartment.
Oh, I love it.
And
the inspector's going to love to
and
see
then
that.
I've been doing my homework. And then the doctor, I have a doctor. I went to a nose, ears, and throat doctor and checking me for allergies. They did a CAT scan on me, and they did a skin test on me. And the results came out to be I'm allergic to mold.
Yep. And you know what?
I have that doctor
to make this
that
right.
Doctor.
I would stand up. Make this happen, and for any test you had to have done for this, they need to give you that money back. If you have a home inspector comes in and says, this man is damn right, there's mold all over this place, they're going to have to compensate you so the next place you move to, you have a little bit of cushion, and you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay.
Okay. When you all see me moving, and do you all see me getting an attorney? To take this case.
I think you can get an attorney every day. You've got great trines with that right now. And also, the North Node is right on your moon in the third house of your neighborhood. So you wouldn't be living that far away from where you are. You'd be in the three-county area. But that's why I think find a better place, but you're not going to let them get away with this. Don't let them get away with this.
I'm not.
You're still there to... For them to make it right, for the next person, and then you'll be out of there. And you have it's like a 30-day cycle you're in right now. You're going to be able to make this happen really fast. Yep.
Wow. Well, that's crazy. That's good. And see, I called her and asked her why she sent me this letter, and she told me that I texted that it was mold in this apartment. And I said, that's what the doctor told me. I was living in an unsafe environment. Because he asked me, what the doctor asked me, where do you live? And I told him. And he said, well, it's unsafe. And he put that in writing.
Yep.
And she knew it. And then all of a sudden,
you have all the proof you need to put them at bay. They can't really evict you, but you don't want to stay there because the mold's there anyway. So
right.
You have a window of opportunity to make them do the right thing, because obviously they're slumlords. Okay?
Yeah, the two things I'm trying to do right now is get someone out here to test for mold, and then find me an attorney that takes mold cases for tenants. And I'm having a difficult time to find somebody.
Right. Well, there are inspectors that will come. Call the city, ask them, and call the county too. Call them both and tell them that this has become a really severe health condition for you. And they will respond to you, because then they're not allowed to ignore it. They're not allowed to ignore it, okay?
Okay.
The landlord is trying to ignore it, but they're going to end up paying the price, trust me. Okay?
That's why she want me out, because she knows it's mold here?
Yep, exactly.
Now,
they don't want to pay the
lady
money
that,
to make it safe, you know?
Right.
So, yep.
And
you keep us posted, Melvin,
And
let us know, but be very vigilant on this. Stay right on top of this, honey, because you're going to win. You are going to win, okay?
Thank you. You all left some pressure off of me, because that's exactly, I just need to get the attorney and get someone out here to test the mold. And then I'm going to get my doctor.
Don't drop
I'm going to get my doctor. Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
I'm going to get my
doctor
to test me the mold.
You are golden, Melvin. You are golden right now, okay?
Well, because last year I was sick as a dog. I didn't know I was going to
I know. And mold is so treacherous. I understand. So, and you don't need that, because you're just doing the best you can. You're a wonderful gentleman. And keep us posted, okay?
I promise I will. Thank you all very much.
All right. God bless you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you all. Thank you.
You know, Jacqueline, I think he's been put in this position to make these people accountable. Is that weird?
Well, you know, we all have our responsibilities in life.
Mm-hmm.
So this is part of, and this is a time where people should stand for their truth and should stand up for what is right. So
absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
I think the timing of it is quite divine.
I do too. I really think he's going to be helped by the angels, because all of his Virgo stuff. Well, there's a couple more people that are still on hold, so let's tell them how they can reach us, okay?
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station. And Jacqueline, I love doing the show. We're here for you, and we'll speak with you next Sunday. Have a great week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.